This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yeah, it helps when you turn on the, when you actually turn the microphone on, doesn't it? I'm Joe Vecina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Our buddy joins us tonight. Yeah, Sandra Gibb will be with us in a little bit. Hopefully he's listening now. You'll get a pre-show. I don't know what you want to call it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Is it up? Oh, cool. All right. And tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Yeah, we're playing with doing Twitter. Shh, don't tell anybody. We're doing All right. Well, there you go. We're doing a Twitter feed. Anyway, so head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch that, listen live, take the poll, make some comments. Give me your email address. I always appreciate that as well. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I love doing the crazy stories. I know I got to do all this other stuff in between, let you know where to watch, what to do, and all that. But frankly, I hate it. Can't stand it. Really. I mean, that's seriously. But this one comes up from time to time. These stories come up from time to time, and I love them. And I love them because being from an Italian descent, I don't have a problem when an Irish guy makes me a pizza. I really don't. I don't have a problem when an Irish guy wants to make me a lasagna. Or a German guy wants to make a cannoli. What do I care for? They do these, one of the big ones it used to be, not as much anymore, but a spaghetti party. Right? Where somebody would have like a, you know, spaghetti and meatballs and you go, because it's cheap and it's easy and it's usually flavorful unless you use ketchup or sauce. I don't know. But usually it's pretty darn good, right? Well, apparently, again, this is not acceptable. So student senators, why do you call them senators? They can't, please. Call them student infants. At the University of Washington, Seattle recently introduced a bill that would require fraternities to prevent cultural appropriation during social gatherings. What does it mean? Does it mean no more sombreros, no more ponchos?
No more beer unless you're German.
Oh, ooh, that could be a problem. Tell them that and watch what happens. Unless it's Samuel Adams beer, in which case, no, that's true American beer. If passed, the resolution in support of the more culturally aware, really, you know, it should be called a politically correctness aware, would mandate that Greek organizations formally establish preventative strategies for eliminating acts of cultural appropriation on campus. What does that mean? The legislation was drafted by the Kazi Sig, yeah, whatever, one of those. And a lead lobbyist for the UW Pacific Islander Student Commission. In an interview with Campus Reform, they said the bill is necessary because many mainstream fraternity celebrations further perpetuate stereotypes minority groups have to face. What, that people wear sombreros? That some groups wear cowboy hats? Right? That some groups in their history wore clogs? I mean, really? This is a problem? This is where, you know, you talk about a busybody, somebody whose nose is too big. Go back and mind your own business. What do you mean Sam Adams stole the recipe from the Germans? Prove it. You got a witness? In an interview with Campus Reform, they said the bill's necessary because mainstream for... Mainstream? But what... I'd like to know what these celebrations are. So let me ask you a question. So if a Hispanic group or Mexican group decides to have a hot dog roast, can we stop them for cultural appropriation? What do we do? What if they have like a meatball, not meatball, meatloaf thing get together? Can we stop them? Really? When fraternity members commit cultural appropriation, the meaning of the objects that are so sacred to students, cultural heritage becomes obscured or tainted. She said an element simply become a mainstream fashion or festivity that you can celebrate. So what? Why not celebrate it? Why not celebrate the differences? Why is you white people standing in the corner horrified that some people dress a certain way, especially if they're not making fun, if they're just enjoying? You know, most of the time, you know, one of these taco potties, right? And I've been to one or two. I'm just sorry, guys, just not into Mexican food, right? Not that much into Greek food, but I'm not that much into Mexican food. And you go to one of these taco parties, and you know, you're right. They got the sombrero, like a chip hat on the table. What?
I have one of those.
You have a chip hat?
I do.
No, not the ceramic one, the one you could actually eat afterward. Oh, I didn't think so. Right? They fill it with guacamole. Now, me, I'm sorry. Refried beans looks like something a baby deposits in his diaper from time to time, and so does guacamole. Although that comes out of the other end sometimes. So those of you who have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So I'm just not excited by it. Anyway, you get the hat. You know, and people got their ponchos on, and they're doing whatever they do that's from the Mexican culture. And in most cases, they're not making fun. They're just enjoying and celebrating along with in that manner. But it's never a group of Hispanic people come out and go, "Oh, my God, I'm so offended by what you're doing." No. It's always the little white turd in the corner. Oh, this ain't right. This ain't right. Right? I mean, it's usually how it works. And then they gin up the other group, or a group that will step up and go, "Yeah, they were making fun of us, so we heard." Now, the resolution has no direct power over fraternities if passed. Members of the commission plan on taking the bill to the administrators if fraternities do not voluntarily comply. No fraternity has shown interest in backing the bill. Welcome to the democracy. Now, if you want fascism, then you need to change the rules. But if you truly want democracy, this is how it works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins us on the other side of break. Don't go far. We're all going to have a little fun. I'll culturally appropriate his English heritage. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
Now, when you hear that song, yes, Tim, you like to make fun of me, but how can you not want to roll your R's after that? Like, I want to welcome you back to the real side with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's like that commercial. It makes me nuts. Because he's, why can't I? I can do anything.
Yes, comrade.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him in, because I know tonight you listen in for him and not for me. Xander Gibb joins me from across the pond, as he does every week. Always appreciate the time with me. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Good evening, comrade. Oh, sorry, I forgot we have to do the American voice.
That's right. Now, yeah.
Broadcasting.
I was sitting there.
Yeah, I slipped for one moment.
I was sitting there today arguing with somebody. Well, not arguing. Having a spirited conversation about the DNC lawsuit. And I said, oh, I am sure. I am sure right now that Putin is you know, under a bed somewhere, shaking and hiding, going, oh, no, I have to go to the U.S., to answer to summons. No, I don't want to do this. Bring me vodka. Much
vodka. I have to hide my assets so no one takes them away.
Come on. Serious. You know he is rolling around laughing at us so hard. Well, not us, but the DNC. Going, yeah, we backed the right, if they did. We backed the right guy over there, I'll tell you what.
it's just so delicious to sit back and watch the idiocy of the liberals and their ideologies, because they're... Because they were just so ridiculous from the beginning that they're just all falling apart. I mean, how can you sue a country? It's like saying, I'm going to sue God, you know? I wasn't tall enough, and I'm too fat, so I'm going to sue God. Where's my attorney?
You know what? There have been people that want to prove a point. You know, they're going to sue God, or they're going to sue, you know, really seriously. I can't wait for the judge going, all right, here's what I'll do with you. I'll leave the case open, and when you get him... When you actually serve him the summons, let me know, and we'll go forward. How's that?
Yeah, that's kind of laughable. Where do you deliver the subpoena? Do you take it to a church? What was that story last week of the guy that wanted to be a cleric or something but was an atheist?
Yeah.
Maybe take it to him, you know?
Maybe he knows how to get it there, right? So.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this off and on, but I know you want to talk about it a little bit. But during the break when we were talking, I said, the Kanye West thing, I have to say is he's proved the point as to how delusional the left actually is, hasn't he?
I think he has, but, you know, I have to pinch myself several times this week to find myself retweeting not only Kanye West but Kim Kardashian, and then seeing potted around these tweets of her supporting her husband, you know, talking about her bikini line. And so it's kind of laughable to me that I just think it feeds into this ideology that it's all falling apart. And some of the things he said, I actually found really interesting because the things he's saying, you know, some people are saying it's just because he wants to sell his album. I really don't care if it's because he wants to sell his album or because it, you know, people might think, you know, Kim is actually au naturel, as they say. I really don't care about the reasoning. But the thing is, for me, it has gotten to the point where you're not allowed now to like something that somebody else doesn't like. I mean, you know, even John Legend's private messages to Kanye West were just so predictable. You know, oh, you're letting people down. And you know, I don't think Kanye West is saying, I agree 200% with every decision Donald Trump has ever made while in office, because I know you don't, and I know I don't, and I'm sure Tammy doesn't either. But showing support doesn't necessarily mean we support every single thing.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny, you talked about the talentless, what's her name, his wife, whatever. You know,
Kim Kardashian.
I don't get it. You know what? If all it takes is a big butt, there's got to be tens of thousands of people that should be more
available.
Should be more famous than her, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I want to talk about I knew this was going to, I got so excited to have you on. Theresa May has got her head out of her butt, huh? I mean, all of a sudden she's decided that maybe it's a good thing to invite Donald Trump to England.
I can't wait for him to come in July, because, you know, I'm hoping to get down and you know, go and have lunch with him. And hopefully he'll bring Dr. Gina, because she's part of his team. And, you know, obviously she's one of my besties. But, you know, seriously, I'm rather disappointed with my fellow countrymen that they've left it for so long. You know, they let, you know, any dictators, you name it, they let them come in. But big, bad Donald Trump, we don't want him through the door. I mean, please, get a grip. You know, America and the United Kingdom have this reciprocal relationship. You know, they're sister countries. And I think that it's insulting not to have invited Donald Trump to the United Kingdom. before now. But you know who else?
But technically, wait, I have to correct you here. But technically, isn't it kind of like a divorce? I mean, who wants to hang out with the ex-wife afterwards? You know what I'm saying?
You mean because of the
kicked their butts, told them to get away from us. We don't want anything to do with you. No.
No, it's not like that. Well, imagine how difficult it is for me. You know, I've got a foot in both camps. You know, an American father, a British mother, and so every time I'm in America, you know, I kind of, you know, want to kick myself out. I just don't know what to do, really. But you know, seriously, a level of respect has to go to Donald Trump, and I see the tide turning here on the attitude towards Donald Trump, because people are seeing that he's making a difference, and I predicted that this would happen. You know, it's all of this guff about what he's done before and what he said and who he is, and it's all falling aside, and I love it. It's delicious, and I can't wait to see more of it. Really, I can.
Well, it's just like, when was the last time you heard, even on CNN, about Russian collusion? Those two words used together. I mean, seriously.
Well, I don't watch CNN personally, but I mean, what is Robert Mueller still doing with an investigation? Aren't we just wasting tax dollars with that? Can't we find some position for him? You know, inspecting, you know, the deep fries of Mickey D's or something like that. I mean, there must be something better for him to do.
I'm with you. I'm looking at all this and I'm saying to myself, They've got nothing here. They know they've got nothing here. They're going to keep plugging away until something pops up someplace. But again, what they're finding out, especially with the memos being released on a daily basis now, what they're finding out is that the Dems were so much closer to the collusion than Trump ever was. And on top of that, you know,
right,
one of the things I made fun of, and I think you agree with me, is why would you sue WikiLeaks? What is wrong with you? He's sitting on probably 7 or 8 feet. 8-foot pile of papers with stuff on the Dems. Got to go for a break when we come back. I want to hit that, and I also want to talk, what is this garbage? Is the difference between being English and being British? Really? We'll be back in a minute. Well, that's like the whole thing, Spanish or Mexican, right? I mean, really.
No, it is different.
You have an American flag.
It totally is different here because, you know, if you're British, you know, Great Britain includes England, Ireland, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
I love it.
And the whole of that together is totally different to England. There's like this level of patriotism within just England alone.
Right.
Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flags.
Most of my English relatives, most of my relatives would say that they're British.
In your bedroom, why not?
But I don't know, I think English is more appropriate.
God bless you, and God bless him.
So are you Italian American or are you just American?
Frustrated. I'm an American of Italian descent.
Want to take the slow process and rejection?
My relative came from Italy, but I'm American.
Right. The slow, well, irritating approval process. I've always been referred to as an Anglo-American, which I think is hilarious. Capital.
80% of our. That's a nice way of saying you're white. Give me a break.
Pre-qualify at GC. No, it's a nice way of saying I'm half British, half American. I'm like, well, I'm Britican.
That's GCN. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. It's the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listen there to the show or not?
I can, but I would have to. You'd have to mute my mic.
Be sure to visit GCN5.com today.
Yeah, well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose, don't it?
Because otherwise, you would hear the show on loop.
You can't pay. Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
All right, now tell her you can call in.
I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hope.
But I can translate.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt.
I'm not available for private functions in the UK right now, in the U.S., sorry.
800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website,
I do, but
danpilla.com.
You can't cut a ribbon via Skype, can you?
Health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe
well,
you're
soon, they're
going to
be doing,
who suffer
what they going
to
be doing
this
robot surgery
pain,
stuff? Scare the crap
pressure,
out of me.
Congestive heart failure.
You know what I love is they're talking about the innovations in robot surgery where they can, you know, the doctor can be sitting in Istanbul somewhere while you're at an operating table in New York City. I'm going,
no.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I said, really? So let's talk, are they using the same technology that we use?
Driverless cars. No, I don't like the idea of that either.
You're ready for heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one
customer
has to say about heart and body extract.
For such an enlightening, quote-unquote, species, we're a bunch of idiots.
Well, you think Terminator is not going to happen. You know, even my phone is aware. My phone speaks back to me.
Body extract today.
And not just when I'm drunk.
295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Siri is so sarcastic too.
Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now you clear the
reserve. Wow. The Sarah Station was tagged. Some idiot actually tagged the Sarah Station.
And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. This book will open people's eyes.
What do you mean by tagged?
They spray painted the front of the building, graffiti.
Oh, right.
You gotta have, excuse me, but you gotta have balls like a lion to do that one.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah. Hey, Mexico. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
Our back. Hey, you listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, listen, something just came by my screen just tinged the crud out of me. And I'll pull Xander out in a minute. He can probably talk me down from the ceiling. But, you know, they went crazy with this fellow Jackson. Matter of fact, I'll pull him in. He can calm me down in a minute. Xander Gibb joins me, as he always does, to talk about the issues of the day. And, Xander, you know, let me set this up for you first. This what was his name? Jackson, Admiral Commander Jackson, who is
Ray.
Right, he's the president's, a doctor, I guess. So, but he's not just Trump. He's been the president's doctor. He was President Obama's doctor. And, you know, a man of integrity, you don't let a man put a needle in the president's arm if you can't trust him, right?
No, definitely not.
And they were calling him the candy man and all that crap. And I was on CNN the other night and I said, look, you know, here's the deal with it. If he was the candy man for the last 18 months, he's been the candy man for the last 8 years, okay? Nothing's changed. So
no.
Under Obama was okay. Under Trump, it's not okay. And those people who took the pills... But are they not in trouble too? I mean, or is it just his fault? And we don't even know it's true. It's just an allegation. All right. So with all that said, then somebody said to me, why would you want a guy with absolutely no experience to head up the VA? And I said, why? Because like every darn other thing that we do, you guys think that it has to be somebody who's experienced in running a big company. We've tried this for 30 or 40 years or however long it's been. These guys overspend billions and billions and billions of dollars every year. And if you want to throw somebody in there with a different take, a different look at things, you're bad for wanting to do that. Look at Ben Carson. Oh, he's doing a terrible job, isn't he? I mean, this is infuriating to me because somebody just sent me a piece that said, you know, they found some homeless veterans, you know, pretty much on the verge of death. And I'm going, this should not be happening. In 2018, this should not be happening in this country, right?
No, absolutely. And let's face it, no administration for the past 25 years has had a really good record on, veterans affairs. And, you know, the thing that Donald Trump signed in this week I think will start to make a difference. But the thing that really kind of bothers me is that, you know, you said about the doctor guy, you know, I am sick of people having to fall on their sword, when they've done nothing wrong just to appease liberals. I mean, it really is getting ridiculous. Let's start making accusations about, you know, these top liberals, and let's see if they fall on their sword, you know?
Oh, and they were just accusations. How many times was Hillary accused? And what did the left say? Oh, they're just accusations. Obama was accused. Oh, they're just accusations. The IRS scandal. Oh, they're just accusations. You know, you can't get all crazy about accusations. Were they found guilty yet? You know, it's that double-tiered dementia that they have on the left. It just makes me crazy. Anyhow, we were talking about Theresa May, right? Little squishy. Spaghetti spine. I don't even know what you want to call her, but, you know, think about it. So
nothing polite, unfortunately.
We have the French presidential. Was that a little bit of a bromance going on there? I mean, I just got to ask. There was a lot of touching going on.
The thing I love the most about it was the way he kind of brushed the dandruff off his shoulder. I was just like, Donald, dude. Yeah, I was just like, you know.
Well,
I was kind of in awe in that moment. But, you know, the thing is for me, Emmanuel Macron is obviously a liberal, and I know that we should always, you know, I've always set this ideology about, you know, left and right uniting to make a difference, but I do feel that his speech was a little bit, you know, kind of bad towards the end, and I don't know,
But do you think he was just giving his people something to chew on so that they wouldn't feel like, you know, he had just given it all up while he was here?
I mean, possibly, but I still think that when you're a guest in someone's country, you should at least, you know, be polite. I felt elements of it were a little, you know, kind of like overstepping the mark. I mean, you've got to say what you feel, you really do, but you know, was this really what he felt, or as you say, you know, is he playing to his base?
Yeah, well, so I found that interesting, and then. So you have the French president here, the German president right on his heels, and then Theresa May pops up and says, well, you know, maybe we should have President Trump here in this country, you know? I mean, because that's where the relationship is, as you said before. I mean, we are the closest to them than we are in any other nation.
Absolutely.
You know? So, anyhow, just found that kind of interesting. And now the German chancellor was in town. So much for our relationships our allies being in the tank, if you listen to the people on the left, right?
Well, yes, and you know, when you think about it, you know, it's just amazing that we're going to see over the next few months that the level of involvement that Donald Trump has had between bringing North Korea and South Korea. I mean, that was that this week. You know, just that I watched that footage this afternoon. That alone was just, you know, that was just amazing. But, you know, I just think that Donald Trump is never going to get the kudos he deserves from liberals. And that makes me very sad because the thing is that, you know, when Barack Obama was the president and he did good things, he did one or two good things. It was imperative, you know, even as a conservative to say, you know, well done, Baz. And surely we should expect the same from our liberal counterparts.
Yeah, again, what you're talking about is true. I called out some of the things that President Trump, President Obama was doing at the time that were good, but as you said, I think I only had to give him kudos, I think, three or four times in all 8 years.
Right.
So it was okay. I had enough time to recoup, if you get what I'm saying.
Didn't stick in your gullet too much.
No, it did not. It did not at all. You know, you heard my opening segment about cultural appropriation. You know, I'm so tired.
Yes.
I'm very excited when people are you know, they're having a spaghetti and meatball dinner. I don't care if they're Irish, German, or, well, I don't know. Germans don't do well with Italian food, but whatever. Anyhow, you know, German or even English. But apparently you guys have some heartburn between England and being English and being British. I mean, what is the difference?
Higher
brow with one over the other? I don't understand.
Well, if you're in America and you meet someone from Wales and you say to them, are you British? They'll, most of them will automatically say, no, I'm not going to do my crappy Welsh accent. But they're going to say, no, I'm Welsh. I'm the same with Scottish and probably the same with people from Northern Ireland. And I think that most people from England will say the same. There is this level of, it's a bit like, you know, what we would term as patriotism, but it kind of, you know, it transfers across the pond too.
Yeah.
You're proud of your country. You have pride in your country. But being British is not the same as being English or Welsh or Irish.
When you're in Australia, or you're in Canada, even for that matter.
Australia?
Australia. Aussie. Shrimp. You know, I mean, when you're in, if you're in, I know you're not in Australia. You think, look at it, I haven't taken the hit off the crack pipe yet. I'm good. But
good. Pill time.
Thanks a lot. Then I got to go chasing these things all over the place later on. But you're still I wouldn't say a British subject, or what would you be called? Because the Queen is well respected. She has a place in Australia. She has a place in Canada.
Right, but that's considered British Commonwealth. That's not considered part of Britain. It's a totally different thing. I think the thing is that it might seem silly, but I think that we have to respect people's own choice on their appropriation of their kind of where they're from. I think that that's fair enough.
Yeah, you're gonna do the whole appropriation thing, right? Cause that thing sends me through the roof. I mean, like you wouldn't believe, because
I think it's different.
Yeah, I agree.
It's different. Like I said, if you're an American and you're Welsh, and someone says, "Are you British?" It's almost kicking your Welsh heritage in the rubber parts.
Well, you know, if you're Italian, and somebody calls you Sicilian or vice versa, it's almost an insult. You know that, right? I mean, that is fighting words.
So, are you Sicilian, Jim?
I'm half Sicilian and half Italian. I'm a no breed. You know what I'm saying?
Do you fight with yourself
all the time? That's why I make fun of myself.
I know when it's American Independence Day and I'm in America, you know, I want to throw all my tea into the river and kick myself out.
No. I've seen the clips of you running around going, "Why are you people celebrating? You were wrong." Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, we're going to talk about the Nobel Peace Prize on the other side of the break. I'm just so confused. We'll talk about it in a minute with the interview. We'll be right back.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com, or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back with the Annette Funicello's theme song. It sounds like a beach party song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him right back in. I always have a good time with Xander John with me. Xander Gibb, always a pleasure to have him with me. I always appreciate the time. I know you guys like him, too. And, hey, Xander, how do people find, well, I don't mean where they physically find you, because I don't think there's enough room in a pizza joint, but where do they find you and your writings, your anything you got up and going, except for here every week with me, but...
Absolutely, here every week, and everything else is at xandergibb.com, one central place. The book, the music, the writing, the dancing.
When you do the Broadway play, though, you gotta invite me, because I've never wore, like, you know, a tux to an event. I don't think I've ever wore a tux except to my proms. I mean, I've never been able to go to a red carpet event like that.
I got to get a buy for the play first, but, you know, when that happens, I will let you know.
is there something to play for, like, you know, a radio talk show, two or three radio talk show hosts? Because I know you got
no, not
friends.
Really. No, it's set in the 80s, so, you know.
Oh, what, really?
As most good things are, yeah.
How did you find that many big hair wigs? I'm just asking for a friend.
No. You have a ball fence? You need a wick?
I put up a picture on my Facebook page, and some people kind of make fun of it, but it was the 70s girls, you know, with the straight thin hair, straight long hair, and the bell-bottom pants and all that. I said, you know, that was the, you could not find that big hair in the 70s, right? And then you go into the 80s, and it looks like everybody was stuck in an electric rainstorm.
Everyone had a perm in the 80s, didn't they? Like, even men. There's a picture of you floating around with a perm.
No.
On Facebook.
It's been photoshopped, let me tell you what, anyhow.
I believe you.
All right, so, hey, Mr. Oblamo is, I guess, one of the ex-Nobel secretaries admits, man, Obama should have never got that Peace Prize. It was a big mistake. And the weird thing about it is the guys on the right, like you and I and a few others sitting here going, wait a minute, he's not president. What has he done? What program has he put forth? What's he going to put on paper that he thinks he's going to be able to sell? Shouldn't he wait till he's sworn in first? Not the bupkis.
Can you remind me what he did that was, like, you know, worthy of that kind of accolade?
Well, it should have been like, you know, non-peace prize, because if you think about it, you know, ISIS grew under. Listen, I know I'm gonna tee off some people right now, but here's the deal: how many hundreds of thousands of people died under Obama? And I don't mean that even from a starvation standpoint. I'm talking about how ISIS grew and how many people they killed. How many Christians were sacrificed? How many Muslims were sacrificed? You know, how many non-believers of anything were sacrificed because President Obama wouldn't get involved, wouldn't get engaged, wouldn't stop ISIS when he had a chance? Peace prize, but
I don't have an answer for that. I really don't. But I definitely don't think he deserves, you know, he's not even noble. Is he, let's face it.
The left is so sick. So sick that you got the leaders of North Korea and South Korea who couldn't even smile at each other before Trump became president. What are they doing? They're sitting at a table. They're talking to each other. They're sitting down to dinner. They're shaking hands. One step into North Korea. One step into South Korea. Talks are going up. I'm sorry. I'm confused. Maybe you and I are using the wrong dictionary to figure out pieces, right?
I scratch my head regularly at the idiocy of some of this stuff because you would think that you know, I mean, there are still liberals out there that are not happy that we didn't go to war with North Korea so that they could have a go at Trump about it. I mean, you know, he's making huge steps, huge, bigly.
Are you trying to channel him right now? You know, huge steps, right? It's big. It's huge. China. It's big. It's
oh, I don't know what came over me.
I haven't heard that one in a while. But you're right. I mean, think about that. I mean, again, he's moving. And to him, when you hear him talking, you see his body language. It's not like it's oh, look at the great things I've done. It's almost in a matter-of-fact language. Don't you feel that way? We're bringing peace to North Korea. That's what you're supposed to do. The other administrations couldn't do it. They didn't want to do it. We're doing it because we said we were going to do it. It's just so matter-of-fact. I think that's what tees people off, don't you?
I do, but don't you think that this is why they bring in all of the ridiculous accusations? Because there's not a lot to judge negatively on his performance. I mean, did you see this week that, you know, all this, the accusations that they made about him in Russia with hookers and things like that, he didn't even stay over. He didn't even stay over. You know, the travel itinerary came out this week. And he didn't even stay over. I mean, please. Well, let's talk about things that matter.
Yeah. Well, the memos that have been being released over the last few days. You know, the Comey's assistants and people in the FBI around him kept saying that they didn't believe that Lynch lied. They didn't believe. Lynch was a big liar, but they didn't believe that Flynn lied at all. So when you think about what they were doing and what they were trying to get, I mean, they were looking to hang him. Mueller was looking to hang him and find something. Comey went along with it. And that's why it was able to happen, you know? Just crazy.
So. Don't get me started on Comey. I mean, I'm hoping. Oh, God, did you see this week the headline? Was it yesterday or the day before? I saw, you know, Bill C. convicted of rape. And I'm like, great, you know, we're going to see Hillary Clinton in jail, even if it is visiting her husband. But, you know, it was actually Bill Cosby they were talking about. I am hoping that this is the start of you know, a long list of people who should have been in jail a long time ago.
I hope so.
Being sent there.
I hope you're right. You know, but I made a comment yesterday, and some people don't agree with me. I want to see where you're at, because I know you always nail me when I need to be nailed. But I said, look, we shouldn't discount the Cosby Show, because just because he was a jerk, and just because he was a sick man, that show had the qualities in it. It was a positive representation of the black community, was it not?
Yes, it was. It absolutely was. Mm. But I think that we've been sold this bill of goods that we have to hate everything about an individual, past, present, and future. I mean, I'm going to say something now, and people are probably not going to like it, but I'm bored with the fact that people still want to hate on Kathy Griffin. She made a mistake. You know, she's paid for it. She's lost all her gigs. Then, you know, let's move on. We as Christians should not be continuing to hate on people for their actions. I know she's not been penitent in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, no,
but
no.
Can we move on?
Oh, we can. But you have to admit, though, when she comes out and does some really, really stupid stuff, like she can't understand why she can't fill a room anymore, or she couldn't, you know, do this. Are you really that dull? Seriously?
Well, in fairness, she can, but it has to be a very small room. and there has to be family members involved. You know, I am just tired. We have to practice what we preach.
Yep.
And the thing is that if people do things, yes, we should highlight it. But how long, you know, we shouldn't be hating on people forever for their mistakes.
No, that's true.
I'm sick to death of so many people that harass the president every day. But we can't subscribe to hating for that, I don't think, personally.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, again, and you're right. You said it as Christians. But you're also supposed to turn from your sin. You're supposed to also try to... I don't think that she's... And I'm not beating on her every day. I don't even mention her name, as a matter of fact. I don't think we have
no.
In months. But there has to be, you're exactly right, though, an earnest turn from that thing that you're doing. And she,
right. She
still is a true hardcore, you know, left-wing socialist Democrat. She's still sitting there, trying to figure out what she did wrong. You know, why people can't get over it.
There is no forgiveness without repentance. But I'm bored with it. I don't want hate on people forever. I mean, yes, let's get angry. Let's highlight it.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of the hate, really.
Yeah.
Because it's destroying our country.
But here's part of the problem, though, Xander. You and I, it's, I told you when I was on a particular show the other night, their dictionary is different than ours. It's hard
it
to
is.
Fight somebody when you can't speak the same language. It's hard to get on somebody when you, what their description of hate. If you looked at the Diamond and Silk when they were being interrogated by the Democrats, who they made total fools of, it
yeah.
was wonderful. But
yeah, that was
wasn't it great?
Show.
You couldn't put that. You couldn't have planned that show out that way. But you think about it, and you look at what was going down there. What the left felt hate was, and what the right thinks hate is, are two totally different animals, right?
It totally is. And how dare they monetize their platform? I mean, it's not as if they have bills to pay or anything like that, you know? Because they live for free. Of course they do. No, they don't.
Yeah, her did it right, because the government will take care of you. You don't need to monetize it. No, I love when she came back. She came back, and I mean, so what did she say to him? She said, an African-American man coming after us for making money. If we were sitting here and we were white women, you wouldn't say a word. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. wasn't that Corey Alakazam Booker?
It was delicious. Just delicious.
Yeah,
okay, real quick, two things, because we're up against the time. You got to hit my Facebook page. My personal Facebook page, you know what it is. My cousin's up there. You might get a kick out. I'm curious as to what you think of her voice. She impersonates Barbara Streisand. And I tell people, I don't want to hear about your political feeling about Barbara. I'm just curious as to what you think about her voice hitting on the Streisand thing. And where do people find you again quickly?
Xandergive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, and keep the pizza warm. I'll be there in 20 minutes. You're listening to Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more lunacy, and I do mean lunatic stuff on the other side of the break. We're going to listen to Diamond and Silk. I got some of the clips from the hearing. Just perfect. We'll be back in a few.